Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to continue talking about our Heavenly Father, His names and His titles, how knowing His names and His titles can enhance our worship towards Him, but can also help us to receive more blessings from Him. And the first title I want to talk about today is that He's the first and the last. He's the Alpha and Omega in the Greek, the Aleph and the Tav in the Hebrew. And I have a message on my website, henrywalker.org, the Aleph and the Tav. There are scriptures in the Word where the first and the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet are in there, and it's not part of the translation, but the Father has put His initials on there that He's signing off on that scripture, that we can claim that for ourselves. So it truly is the first and the last. And in Isaiah 28, verse 16, he's called the foundation stone. We can only build upon Him. He is the foundation, Him and His Word. I mean, there's so many denominations out there that have gone on different tradition, and you got to make sure that everything you believe can be traced back to the Word or reject it. We need the foundation of Him and His Word, and He is the foundation we can build upon. We can build upon His Word, what He says. But you just can't take the Word and claim it for yourself like out of a promise box without turning your flesh over to Him, allowing Him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua, because our biggest enemy is not Satan, it's our flesh. The only access that Satan has to us is through our flesh. And in Proverbs 18, verse 24, He's called our friend. He's our friend. He wants to hear from us. He's concerned about everything that we may be going through. Every hope that we have, every desire that we have, we need to come to Him. He's our friend. He's always there for us. In Exodus chapter 3, he said He's the great I Am. I am that I am. He's our friend to us and always be there for us. And in John 10, verse 9, he's called the gate or the door. He's the door to every blessing. He's the door to prosperity. He's the door to healing. He is the door. He's the gate. Can't get prosperity without Him. Can't get healing without Him. Can't get salvation without Him. He's the one that initiated salvation. He's the one that started the salvation process in our life. He quickened us, Ephesians 2:1, who were dead in trespasses and sins. He came to us. In Ezekiel 16, we were in open valley, and He said, do we want to live? And we said, yes. He initiated salvation. He came to us. He's the gate to everything that we can receive. We need to go to Him. Don't go to anybody else. Go straight to your daddy. Isaiah 40, verse 11, He's called the gentle shepherd. He's so gentle. He's our shepherd. He wants to lead us and guide us and take care of us, protect us from the enemy. But He's also so gentle. He's a Father that's so powerful, so majestic, but He's so gentle too. He puts us to sleep at night. He wakes us up in the morning. He's just so gentle, but powerful. Hallelujah. And some people just need a gentle word. They don't need a harsh word. They need a gentle word from our daddy saying, hey, I love you. I'll be with you. I know you made the mistake. I know you made the mistake, and I hope you not to make it again. Just repent and turn it over to me. Turn that weak area of your life over to me. See, He wants to make our weaknesses to be strengths. Only He can do that. But He's so gentle in the way He deals with us. Now, sometimes people put off what he's saying, don't obey him. Then He may get some very harsh just to shake somebody up, but He really wants to deal gentle and just gently show us what we're doing wrong, pat us on the back if we're doing something right. He's just so beautiful the way He gently treats us. And in 1 John 4:16, He's love. Everything about Him is love. That's why He can't fail, because love never fails. And if we walk in love, we can't fail. Love is one of the fruit of the Spirit. And as we allow Him to conform us to the image of Yeshua, the fruit of the Spirit, which describes Yeshua, comes out of us. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. We just walk in love, but we can only do it with Him. Hallelujah. We can only walk in gentleness with Him. We can only be in goodness with Him. We need His help. You can't love your enemies without His help. But He is love. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 1, verse 25. He's the Father that is with us. He's with us. He's inside of us. He'll take care of us. Hallelujah. How much better are we with the Father inside of us than the people in the Old Testament that His Spirit would come down upon them, but not in them? because Yeshua had to pay the price. Now, the Father's inside of us. Greater is He that's in us than He is in the world. He's within us and with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And also, He's called the Father of Israel. Romans 16, verse 9. He's the Father of Israel. Why is He putting on our hearts to pray for Israel so much? He's going to show up for Israel. When the enemies are surrounding Him, He's going to show up Himself, personally, and defeat the enemies. You can see that in Ezekiel 38, 39. He's the Father of Israel. That's why He wants us to pray for Israel. And so Israel is so important to Him. He stood on that ground over there. He put His feet on that ground over there in Israel. He wants to defend Israel. And in Romans 16, verse 20, He's also the Father of peace. He just wants to bring peace into your life. The enemy's trying to distract you, getting you worried about this, worried about that, worried about that, but He is the Father of peace. And He wants to bring peace to you, peace to your family, peace on your job. There may be turmoil on your job, but He wants you to walk in peace. And He wants to prepare a table right before you in the midst of your enemies on your job. He wants to show you off. So some people are saying, well, why does He lead me to a job where I don't have any enemies? No, He wants to show you off. He wants to show up for you and show off for you right where you are. They can't win against you. As long as you turn your flesh over to Him, allow Him to mortify the deeds of your flesh, conform you to the image of Yeshua, they can't win against you. Just don't give place to the devil. Hallelujah. But turn everything over to Him, everything over to the Father. Hallelujah. And again, in Luke 1:47, He's our Savior. As I mentioned before, He's the one that brought salvation to us. Hallelujah. He quickened us. And not only that, He can save you whatever situation you're in right now. Whatever you're going through right now, He can deliver you. He can set you free. He can bring you up out of the valley, up to the mountain. He can do it because He's our Savior. And it's not just salvation, which is the most important, but whatever situation you're going through, He can save you from it and pull you out of it. And Ephesians 1, verse 5 to 12, He's the Father of all grace. When you need that grace, He's there for you. He knows. He knows what we're going through. He feels what we're going through. And He knows the mistakes that we made. And see, a lot of people grade the mistakes that they made and say, oh man, I really let the Father down. Wish they did, but they don't realize the pressure that was on them at that time. And His grace says, hey man, I know the pressure you're under and I know you felt, but I'm going to strengthen you in that area. I'm going to make that weak area to be a strength in your life. But He pours out His grace. He understands. Hallelujah. And He always answers prayer. In Genesis 35, verse 3, He always answers prayer. One way or the other, He's going to answer. He said, now I'm going to do it for you. Wait a while, I'll do it. Or He says, no, He knows what's best for us. Even earthly fathers know what's best for the children. How much more does He? Hallelujah. So some people pray out of their own lust. They want this, they want this. He said, no, you can't have that. But He always answers prayer. He doesn't just put our prayers aside. And Romans 4:17, He calls those things that are not as though they are. Hallelujah. He knows us inside and out, and He knows the end result. He always deals with us knowing the end result, the way He's going to bring us to. He's the potter with the clay. He knows where He's going to bring us to. And that's why He's working with us and working with us and working with us. He sees the end result. He calls those things that are not as though they are. I'm not talking about this name it, claim it, blab it, grab it. I'm not talking about that. Or the kingdom now where we believers are going to set up a kingdom before Yeshua comes back. And we have dominion over the government and over people. No, that's humanistic. That's demonic. We need to humble ourselves before Him and He'll raise us up. Paul said, in Him I both move and breathe and have my being. But He calls those things that are not as though they are. He sees the end result in our lives. And He'll put His desires in our heart, and then we can speak them out. But it's Him that knows exactly where He's leading us to and what He's building us up to. He's the greatest architect. He's the builder we talked about in Hebrews chapter 3. He's the builder of all things. He wants to build us up, but sometimes He has to tear some things down in our lives that we're holding on to, so He can get rid of them, you know, some personality problems, some fleshy things He needs to tear out of our lives so He can build us up with the proper foundation, which is Him and His Word. Again, make sure that everything you believe is in the Word. Push tradition out of the way if it's not in the Word. Hallelujah. And then in Micah 7, verse 18, he forgives. Micah 7, verse 18, he forgives. He forgives. He just loves to forgive us because he sees the end result. He knows where he, if we allow him, where he's going to bring us to. He forgives. He forgives our past. So who's bringing up the past? The enemy. And sometimes you can look back in the past and say, that was really great, but he wants to make something even greater. Stop living in the past and believe that he can engineer our future just the way he wants us to be. Hallelujah. Just let him have his way. But let's go to the Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio or just agree with me in prayer if you're driving, getting ready to go out. Father, I just thank you for the people that are listening out there. Father, I ask, Father, that you touch them. I send the word of healing and deliverance. Father, do a miracle in their lives as they turn everything over to you, Father. Do a miracle in their lives, Father. Only you can do it, Father. Oh, Father, move in a special way. Move right now, Father. I'm asking, Father. Give them a blessing, Father, as they turn everything over to you. And I decree that in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Receive your miracle and let us know. Testify. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. This is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org. Henrywalker.org, and it's about 250 prophetic messages. Just click on messages. I've also written 3 books. One is called Seasons, which talks about the feast days and how Yeshua fulfilled every one of the feast days with the exception of 3, which he will fulfill in the last days. The second book is called Noon, which talks about each month of the year on his calendar, the Hebrew calendar, and how he did things in a word on every month, and he wants to repeat those blessings in that particular month. And so you can use that book with my biblical calendar page on my website, and you can see when each month begins and ends up to the year 2020 on a Gregorian calendar and Hebrew calendar, and the same thing on the feast days. So it really helped you so much. And also in that book, I talk about the different hours of the day when the Father wants to repeat things that he did in the Word on those hours of the day. And if you know them, you can receive those blessings on those hours. There's an hour that he mentions in the Word where he heals the most. And you need to know that hour so you can receive that healing anointing. It's just such a powerful book in these last days to fit into his timing and his seasons. It's just like the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. When you know that, you pray for the day at 6 p.m. and watch how the day goes much smoother. You could wake up 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, but you're 12 hours late. It's just so important to know his our heritage in Yeshua. It's so important. And also the third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity or Explaining the Trinity. You get so much comfort out of it. And you can get these books by, my wife and I are going to sell them to you at cost, which is $5 each. Okay, if you have no money, we'll just send them to you free. We just want to get these books into your hands in these last days because they're vital for these last days warfare against Satan. Hallelujah. And you get these books by calling me, again, Evangelist Henry Walker, 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. Or you can email me go on my website and click on contact. Email me with your name and address. And also remember this broadcast is on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. if you miss it. Also, you can go to WCNO.com, click on demand, and go back to hit the arrow on the top and go back to any previous broadcast. Just click on God's timing is everything. Hallelujah. And my friends in the Bahamas, if it's expensive for you to call for prayer, just send me an email. Click on contact, send me an email, give me your name and your phone number, and I'll call you back. Just make sure you turn everything over to the Father so there's nothing that interferes with our prayers. And also remember that if you want to make an offering to this ministry, it's tax deductible, and you can just send it to the address at the end of the broadcast that's mentioned by the announcer. So remember to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, the rain drainage expert, can help. with 12 different colors to match your home's exterior.